This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Bloomington native Jenny Bratcher Crafton, a.k.a. Jenny B., has an opera and musical theater background, but due to debilitating health issues, her music career is still in its early stages. Jenny B.'s folky debut album titled Crickets and Honey was recorded on the Schertz Farm outside Saybrook. That's also the venue for her CD release party this Sunday. Jenny B. tells GLT's John Norton she preferred a nighttime outdoor setting for this recording where crickets acted as background accompaniment.
Yes, that they are.
You can hear them. Listen, let's listen to them. You can hear them.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Was this intentional?
Was the setting intentional? Yes. Were the crickets intentional? I guess I kind of knew where we were going, so I guess...
Well, it's a cute little touch.
And then I couldn't figure out what to name it.
And it's not really... It doesn't really distract, either.
No, good.
I don't think it does.
Okay, good, good. I was worried it might, like, by the end of the movie, you'd feel like you were, like, in The Birds or something. You know, that constant, like, the locusts or something. No, my grandma was having a hard time naming it, and she said, well, put your headphones on, and what's the first thing you think? And because I was going to name it, like, Raw Honey or something. And the first thing I said, well, the first thing I thought, thinks crickets. I'm like, crickets and honey.
There you go.
And so it kind of evolved from there. And then if you look up the symbolism of crickets, it's kind of neat. So
the lead song is called The Harder I Fall.
It is, yes.
And to me, this is like another take on what doesn't kill you will make you stronger.
Okay.
The harder I fall, the higher I climb, keep my
the harder I fall, all my music is pretty relevant to like the things I'm going through and the things that I'm challenged with and I'm working on and the human spirit. Really, I used to believe that my successes were what made me. And when I got sick and had to start to rebuild and the journey of healing began, I realized that it really wasn't my successes that were making me. It was my falls that were making me. So that's just kind of a trend I had to learn that was going to be a trend in my life because I fall a lot.
Just like a boat, bird, airplane, you have this one life. Go out and claim it. Just keep opening them doors and always believe your more.
Your songs. I'm going back to what you were saying. Your songs and even your Facebook posts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Often deal with, looks like, obstacles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Self-affirmation. Even what Google used to be, right? Don't be mean.
I really think that kindness is something that we all need to have a little bit more of.
Where does that come from?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm a pretty sweet person.
I mean, that's an obvious thing to do, but it seems to be a real focal part.
Sweet.
Of your songwriting and your...
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, gosh.
At least what I'm hearing on this album.
I play with my partner is Andrew Brucker. He's a farmer. He says he grows things, knows things, and plays the mandolin. And he always just says, Jenny, you're sweet as honey. And all your songs are about love. He's like, we jokes around. He's like, Jenny's going to write it. He's like, next album, we're going to write some dirty songs. Jenny's going to sing about not hugging people and smashing flowers. I don't know. I guess I hadn't really thought about it much.
Okay, we'll move ahead to the song called Dive Bombing in Paradise.
Oh, I love that song.
It has a different kind of theme to it. It seems to me like you're in paradise somewhere, maybe on vacation drinking out of a coconut.
Yeah, my husband and I co-wrote the lyrics to that song in Costa Rica. Over a morning, we were out drinking some coffee out on a patio. We'd gone to a friend's wedding and there were these great big birds and they were in the ocean and they would go about 50 to 100 feet up in the air and then they would and splash back down in the water. I mean, they look like the old warplanes is what it reminded me of. You know, they'd spin down and they'd come back up with a great big fish in their mouth.
My oh, my oh, my oh, take me high oh.
You got an opera background and a musical theater background. When did music itself become an important part of your life? Were you really young?
Well, since you just introduced me, Jenny Bratcher Crafton. Bratcher, my dad. He is a guitar player and he plays out of this world. But I grew up Sunday afternoons. We went to church, we'd come home and everybody'd be playing bluegrass and gospel music after lunch and And we'd go to nighttime church service. Church and gospel music were probably where I think the first recording we have of me is on like a 8-track singing Happy Birthday, Baby Jesus.
Our guest is Jenny Bratcher-Crafton, a.k.a. Jenny B. Her new album, and it's a good one, called Crickets and Honey. Let's go to Burlington.
Burlington.
Iowa? Vermont?
Vermont.
Vermont, really? Burlington,
yes,
Vermont, right?
Burlington.
On Lake Champlain.
Yep. My best friend moved there. I've never been there. I hope to go there someday, but we were college, you know, college age, and, you know, you get your life balls spun around and trying to figure out where you're going to go next, and my girlfriend was kind of, her and her husband were kind of floundering, and I said, get out of here. You're wasting your life. She was just a big ray of sunshine. They moved, and I haven't seen her again since she came to my wedding, but I was just cutting hair one day, and that song just kind of popped into my head.
About 2 years ago, you moved to Burlington. Why'd you have to go so far away? Yes, Burlington.
Well, there's another song that really caught my ear on this album, and it's called Tighten Up Now.
That song actually is about a very good friend of mine.
Is this literal? Should I take the song literally?
How do you take it, John?
I take it as someone who had a real tough time that had a baby and probably shouldn't have had a baby.
Okay.
And then because there was a shotgun wedding, am I reading this into this correctly?
I'm enjoying to hear your interpretation. Go on.
I'm just going by the lyrics.
Okay.
And this baby didn't really have the opportunity it should have had because it was born in not good circumstances.
Well, you're pretty right on there. My friend Ty was born addicted to drugs. His mama was a drug addict, and one of his first memories he had was his mom overdosing while he was in the high chair. He sat in the high chair for, I think, almost a day and a half until an aunt came and broke in and I think pulled him out of the high chair is how I remember him telling me the story. And Ty was full of love. And he had lots of people that loved him, but he didn't have a very, very, very fair start. And he ended up being a heroin addict and unfortunately perished a few years ago on the bathroom floor at the Salvation Army in Bloomington.
Born is a little bitty baby boy to a sad, sad mama son. No, no, she didn't have a thing to offer you. You were born to a loaded gun. She robbed you of your life while you were up in that high chair. Yes, she left you a long way, all alone up there.
So many people in the world struggle with addiction. And I've seen so many of my friends make it to the good side, but so many do not, and Ty did not. And they didn't even have a funeral for him. The day that they told me they weren't having a funeral for him, I sat down on the couch, and that song just kind of came out. And so that song's for Ty. And usually when I play that, if I'm at a party or a festival, it's kind of a good opportunity to, you know, put out a little public service announcement to take care of your friends and watch out for yourself if you party, because that is a part of the music world and part of the world.
Jenny Bratcher-Crafton, Jenny B. Crickets and Honey is the name of the album. Well, thanks for coming in.
You make me cry there, John.
I was almost got a little tear going myself. That's a tough story. Basically, you, what you're saying is this is your first real album almost.
It is. I tell you, since I sang opera and musical theater and classical music, I never really realized that I had a voice or could write any music. It was just really exciting to all of a sudden, you know, 3-4 years later now, I did this. Like, I felt like that ship sailed far away, and it was sort of a little disappointment to myself and some of the people, like my folks and my dad that supported me. And so it just proves that don't ever let things go. Hold on to that dream. That's one of my big things is if you have a dream, you have hope. If you have hope, you have something to wake up for. If you have something to wake up for, you're always going to keep going, and you've got something to share and something to give. And that's what music's done for me. It saved me over and over and over again in my life. And I might not be the best, and I might not get out of Central Illinois, but I'm doing it, and I'm getting to share it with people, and people's reactions and the way that music so viscerally can touch people. That for me, It just fills me up and makes me feel alive again.
If there's stress in your life over something you're supposed to be loving, then you're doing something wrong. Sit back and take a look at all you're holding and get rid of what don't belong. Get rid of